There's a lot of people on the internet who want to tell you how to podcast, how to make your podcast, and most of them are telling you that it has to be every single week. It doesn't.
It's one of the silliest rules that we see in podcasting, and it can be ignored to your benefit.
100%. So let's get into it, how to do a bi-weekly podcast the right way. Repurposing leads us nicely into our second cost savings plus revenue driving activity.
Yes.
Which is the bi-weekly podcast.
So taking what we typically recommend for people, ideally, and we've changed on this a bit as time has gone on, but it would be 4 episodes a month. So 1 a week, like 20 to 30 minutes or so, or less. It can even be less.
Sure.
And along with that episode is going to be a thumbnail. So it's going to be a video edit as well. So the thumbnail needs to go up there for YouTube, an audio edit, a couple clips where we were just talking about repurposing, and show notes. So all that together is either going to be production that a production team is going to handle that, or that's going to be time that's coming out of. And we actually talk a little bit later about how you could do the production yourself to save some money on that.
Good call forward. Nice.
That was good. Yeah, there you go. But if you go bi-weekly, let's say you're doing a production team, right? We'll start with that first example.
Yep.
You're going to cut in half the amount of episodes that you're doing per month to 2. But what you could do to fill that gap is you could still say, I'm going to have 4 pieces of content a week or 4 episodes a week. And from those 2 episodes, you could have a 1-parter and a 2-parter. Or part 1, part 2, right? Yep. Or you could have a segment that is even a 5 or 6 minute video, guys. It doesn't need to be like 15 minutes or have some big beginning, a big end.
Yeah.
It can be just ripped right from the middle of something else. We have a client who's an options trader who wanted to talk about a really great trade that he had and the specifics of that. That's a 6 or 7 minute video. And that's one of the best performing ones that he's had in the past like month or so, right? Compared to some of his other like regularly scheduled programming. So the bi-weekly stuff is great because you could still get a lot out of what you're making there. And if you're looking at it and you're saying, hey, I'm paying $800 and I'd rather pay $400.
Yep.
You can still make it work. Yeah. You can still fill in that gap and you can still water it consistently with that.
So bi-weekly podcasting, it literally cuts your cost in half. Yeah. There's just no other way around it. And this is the thing. If you're using the podcast as a marketing expense, right? Mm-hmm. I could see a world where you do two 1-hour podcasts a month and you take the money you were doing to produce those other 2 hours of content and just use it on segments and clips for the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because you got to think how much content is recorded, back to our point, that doesn't see the light of day.
Yeah.
And then listen, 6 months goes by and you're tired of it. You're not going to go back to it. You're like, I already did that. If 6 months goes by and you're posting every day on social media, you have a ton of new people who never saw that. And so, there's a reason why we say 5 clips per episode.
Yeah.
It's because you already spent so much time and energy making the damn episode.
Yeah.
So I think that could be the rule for bi-weekly, which is, am I doing a weekly podcast? Yes. Am I cutting clips for every single episode? No. Why not? Well, I mean, I only have 5 to 10 clips a month, or I use, which we're about to get to, use software, or I can't afford to do 25, 30 clips a month.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that in that case, cut the episodes in half. Nobody's going to be knocking on your door. Mm-hmm. I just talked to a guy who has had a podcast for 8 years. And he's starting a business and he's like, I just feel like I have to just keep this thing going every single week. And he's doing all the editing and he's doing everything. And I'm like, even after 8 years, I'm sorry, even if you have 100,000 downloads a month, nobody's going to be like send you death threats because you did 2 episodes a month instead of 4.
Right? Yeah.
So it's like, this stuff doesn't matter. The stuff that really does matter, we don't really think about. And the stuff that doesn't really matter, that's all we think about when it comes to content. Mm-hmm. So this is just about like, yes, squeezing juice. Yes, saving money. But I really want to pivot it from, because saving money is very like me, us, our business. Mm-hmm. All of this is to get better content and to get more content out of what you're doing. So bi-weekly, to wrap it up, is a great strategy. Bi-weekly podcasting is a great strategy if you're having trouble creating assets around the other, the quantity of episodes that you're creating.
Yeah.
It's not the best strategy to develop, cultivate an audience of diehard listeners that you want to tune in every week, because by the nature of bi-weekly, they're not tuning in every week, right? Yeah. So then giving them 2 weeks is, you're, you know, giving them a chance to go somewhere else. But I'd say the pros way outweigh the cons, and then you can ramp up. I almost wish everybody, I feel like we're moving almost all of our clients, like, who start. Anybody who says, like, what do you guys think about bi-weekly? I feel like we just automatically tell them to just start there.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to get your feet wet, for sure. We're talking about the cost of it too, like the money cost, but I think like even like the time commitment too can get, especially if...
Oh my God, yeah. Imagine if, 4 hours, 4 1-hour podcasts a month is a lot. That's
Yeah, and that's like, even that could even be solo, right? But if they have, if they're having guests on too, that's an extra wrinkle that can add some extra work to all
I'd say,
that, right?
If you have an interview show and you're using it for your business, I'd say basically just do bi-weekly, man.
Save
yourself, right? At this report.
Half of the people that we work with, I feel like it's like a time thing where it's like, how can I actually shoot this? Or there's a couple clients that we have that do co-hosted, and that their biggest thing past getting the production in place or paying for that or making sure that they have a budget and they can meet it is actually getting the time to find that they can find that time to get.
I don't even want to talk about the studio, but
yeah. So that's what I'm saying is that like you can do like where you could say like, okay, it's not even that I'm going to shoot like a couple episodes. I'm going to shoot 2 hours of content. We've kind of moved to this. It's like a well of content. It's just like, I've got 2 hours of stuff that I can choose from. You could even have a video editor and say like, I'm going to pay you for an hour of video editing and I'll just do 2 episodes in that hour. Right. It could be done that way. Right. So there's like different ways you can do it where you could say, I'm just going to shoot for 2 hours rather than 4. I'm going to have my episodes be, instead of have 2 40-minute or 30-minute episodes, I'm going to find a way to be really economical about it and have like 10 or 15-minute episodes and then spread that out to address that gap that we're talking about of like, it's hard for people to follow the bi-weekly every other Monday or every other Tuesday. You kind of lose people. Unless the promotion's really great. There's always free.
That's what I'm saying. Especially if you're disciplined when it comes to recording, meaning you really can stay on track and not meander off and, you know, talk about cultural topics. If you could stay on topic, you can easily do in an hour, in 90 minutes, 4 15-minute episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so 4 15-minute episodes in the same recording, and if you feel weird about it, just change shirts.
Yeah, whatever.
Enough to change shirts, but it's like,
yeah,
because it doesn't really matter. It's a lot of new people seeing it every time anyway. But yeah, you could do 4 episodes in 90 minutes and have them be super targeted. You know, use Script Science if you want, like use something that where you have like a format and a template that you could repeat and put it in a GPT.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then what you do is, you know, this is the, okay, how do I take a 60-minute thing and make it into 4 15-minute things and have those 15-minute things be good?
Yeah.
What you're gonna do and what we're gonna do after this recording is we're gonna shoot the intro for this recording.
Yeah.
Now, if Jack and I were cutting this 60-minute thing up into 5 shorter things, right, then I would shoot 5 custom intros for each segment, right? So then that's how you create a shorter form video from one longer form video.
You're earmarking every little chapter, basically.
Exactly.
Intro, yeah.
And each chapter becomes its own, video. And then you can go to your video editor who edits a 60-minute video for $100 and just say, hey, what's your price for a 15-minute video?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can, if I do 60 minutes for $100, I can do 15 minutes for $25.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Instead of by episode, by like the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can get really into that and get, like you said, efficient with it.
Exactly.
How you're filming it, for sure.
But I do want people to know how to do this because it's like a lot of times we just say like, yep, all right. Or like, yeah, just do less episodes. And then it's like, okay, how? Like, how do I
still just stop altogether?
How do I still make them good? Yeah. Or stop altogether or take a break or whatever.
Yep.
But in this case, it's like, yeah, if you're really strapped for time and you're like, if you want to just be extremely efficient with content, then you're not really like super passionate about the art of podcasting, right? You're more so just like, how do I get a ton of good content quickly?
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. We're totally down with that.
Absolutely.
That's why we exist.
Look, like, especially if you're doing it like on your own time, on your own dime to promote your business or service. Like, yeah, like this is going to be, we're going to treat it like pros and less about, you know, as like a romantic thing. And we love podcasting like a romantic thing where you just have a conversation and chill. And we grew up on that and listening to Joe Rogan as little tykes and then growing up and going in different directions with all that. But yeah, you're right. You know, it needs to become a little bit more serious and more like precise. And you can tell like your video editor be like, all right, I'm going to stop it right here. And then after that, like that's the intro. Like you can tell them how you can move it around. Like it does not need to be like, okay, I began. And we'll see a lot of times.
No, dude, GPT is doing that for me now. Like I have GPT telling our editor where to incorporate the overlays, overlays to incorporate. I'm not
the scene direction
doing that. I'm just looking over it after, you know? So like that's the ultra modern efficient way. What you want to have is two people. All you want to have at the end, all you're focused on is the beginning and the ends of the process. The beginning meaning humans coming up with the ideas and humans executing the recording and then humans executing the editing and humans executing the promotion and marketing. I don't give a shit what happens in that in-between phase, right? But this is where you go, oh my God, it's going to be an AI podcast. It's like, okay, well now we lost because the outcome is not human, right? So like, just make sure the ends are human and the ends are us, the people who own the business or run the business or the subject matter experts.
Yeah.
And or a marketer, you know, a VA can be okay. They'll write a caption, but you know, if you really want this good, if you really want to create really efficient content and have it be super high quality, better than your competitors, you want to have humans at the beginning and you want to have humans at the end. I don't care what happens in the middle. So yeah, that's, dude, I love it, man. I think this is like, I love seeing the, where it's like, everything is just a sliding scale for content is a sliding scale for everything.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know? And that's what all this is now. You'll have your people in our industry who are a little bit more, I guess like old school where they're like, this is just how it is. And then that's it. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to record man on the street videos, or you just have to record, you know, in Starbucks, or you just have to record short form, or it's like, we just haven't found that to be true. You know,
there's too many inputs. You want to put a lot of stuff out there and see what really hits as well. I mean,
LinkedIn's
pulled back a little bit from clip stuff. Maybe clip stuff doesn't, you know, maybe there is a big swing back towards people reading blogs. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But usually the way that this is found out, and I always hate to, you know, to hear it secondhand, I'd rather us be finding it out ourselves.
Yeah.
You just react to it rather than have one thing. And that's just kind of what you stick with through thick and thin. So I'm with you on that too. It makes me nervous to have all my eggs in one basket anyways for marketing activities that you're doing, you know?
That's another one, which we'll get to in another episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.